Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast of the Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. I'm Robert Crowther, and joining me today is Dr. John West, a senior fellow at the Discovery Institute and the author of several books, including Darwin Day in America. In addition to being a scholar, a political scientist, and an author, Dr. West is also now a documentary filmmaker. His short film, The Magician's Twin, C.S. Lewis and the Case Against Scientism, premieres this week on YouTube and explores how Lewis warned us that modern science could be hijacked to attack faith, undermine ethics, and limit human freedom. Thank you for being with us today, Dr. West.
Rob, it's great to be here.
Maybe you can just start by explaining the title to the listeners, The Magician's Twin. What did Lewis mean when he made that remark?
Lewis, in his book, The Abolition of Man, made this curious remark of comparing that modern science was basically a twin to magic. And we tried to actually tease out several of the meanings of that in the film. So I don't really want to prejudge all of it because I want people to go to see the film. But I think one of it is certainly the quest for power. And science is about knowledge of the world, and that's wonderful, but it can sometimes be abused to control the world and to control what other people do. And that was similar to the desire of magic in the Middle Ages and before, according to Lewis. But you can find out more in the film.
Okay. Now, in the film, you make the point that's really important that C.S. Lewis is not anti-science. He's not against science. But he was opposed to scientism. So what's the difference between science and scientism, and why is that important?
Yeah, that's a very important distinction. Science is our love of the natural world, the use of the scientific method to find out, you know, how things work and to explain what happens in nature. Scientism is making that really into its own sort of a religion, a worldview that shapes and controls everything, that helps explain away morality, religion, helps argue that only scientists are the ones who really know what's happening, and so they should be able to dictate to everyone else what society should do, what government should spend its money on, how parents should bring up their kids. And so scientism is really turning something that's good, science, and twisting it outside of its proper bounds. And I think that's, you know, what Lewis was warning against. He did appreciate modern science, he appreciated modern medicine, but he was very skittish and skeptical about those who would twist and make science into an all-encompassing, comprehensive worldview that cancels out everything else. And in his lifetime, it's important to put it in context of the sort of people he was dealing with, people like H.G. Wells, who many people today know for his book, The Time Machine, but actually, he did a lot more than that. And H.G. Wells thought, in his own view, say, that Darwinian evolution was an all-encompassing philosophy that explained everything, sort of the whole cosmic story, and replaced religion. And Lewis was very, again, skeptical of that.
What would you say is maybe one of the most important of Lewis's warnings about science and scientism that we can heed in our culture today? Was there something specific that you see coming about around us that he was prophetic on?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. Our film isn't just about what's dead and gone. It's about what's happening now. There are a lot of people in public policy, in the American federal government, in local governments, where people say, well, science says X, you know, whatever it is, therefore we have to do Y. And Lewis was very concerned about that. And so I think probably the most important thing coming out of this film and also the accompanying book, The Magician's Twin, is Lewis's warning that science alone isn't enough for good public policy. When we're trying to determine good public policy, what we should do as a society, it involves not only what the science says, but what's worth doing at what price. And what's worth giving up, say, like human freedoms. For example, I mean, just to give you a very colloquial example of things happening now, in New York City, there have been a lot of debates about what should the government do about people's diets. People are concerned, like Mayor Blomberg, that people are having too much salt and too much sugar, and so they're banning certain types of sugary drinks, and I think more recently actually saying that they don't want people donating bagels and things to homeless shelters because they can't categorize the salt content, and they don't know, you know, if they're too salty for people. I guess they'd rather have people starve than eat a salty bagel. Now, this may seem sort of humorous, but I think Lewis was dealing with this attempt to hijack, basically, public policy in the name of science. And certainly this control of people's diet in New York City is a good example of that. Now, I don't allow my kids to drink lots of sugary drinks, and so there's a valid point there. But is it the case that if science determines what's healthful, then it means that, well, then government can command it, and government can take over people's free will and personal accountability, and they should ram it down your throat? Well, no, not necessarily, because we have other values and other principles, things like human freedom and human accountability. And so science alone, this was Lewis's insight, science alone isn't enough to dictate public policy. And that's why we all have a valid stake in determining questions like, just how far should Mayor Blomberg or someone else micromanage our eating habits, for example?
It's like the nanny state.
You're right.
Yeah. There's really a lot of debate that. Over it, so it's very timely. The film is The Magician's Twin, C.S. Lewis and the Case Against Scientism, and it is available to watch for free on YouTube. Just go to youtube.com, search for The Magician's Twin. The film is actually based on a book of the same name, so if you're really interested in this subject, you can download a free sample chapter from the book at the website www.magicianstwin.com. That's magicianstwin.com. And the book is also available for sale at amazon.com. Dr. West, thank you again for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
For more information or to listen to other episodes of ID the Future, you can visit us online at www.idthefuture.com. I'm Robert Crowther with the CSC. Thanks for listening. ID the Future is copyright 2012 by the Center for Science and Culture.